five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
Good morning. It's Friday, the 26th of May, 2023. At five, Wall Street giant JP Morgan Chase is cutting jobs at failed US lender First Republic Bank after buying the firm this month. Around 1,000 roles, or 15% of First Republic's workforce, will be cut. Also this week, First Citizens, which bought out the US unit of another troubled lender, announced job cuts. At four, Brexit accounts for about a third of the increase in food bills for households since 2019, equivalent to about £250, researchers from the London School of Economics and other universities said. Britain has been battling over inflation for over a year, partly driven by its higher rate of food price growth since 1977, with food prices up more than 19% over the last year. At three, British Airways says it's had to cancel some flights at London's Heathrow Airport due to a technical issue, without disclosing the number of affected flights. The airport had earlier said that the airline was working to resolve a technical issue with a number of its systems. The Independent newspaper said that at least 50 flights were affected due to an IT problem. At two, Jeremy Hunt has told Sky News he is comfortable with Britain being plunged into recession if that's what it takes to bring down inflation. The Chancellor said he would fully support the Bank of England raising interest rates higher, potentially towards 5.5%, as it battled higher than expected prices. And at one, supermarkets have not been using high rates of inflation as a cover for making higher profits, the boss of UK's second largest grocery chain has said. Sainsbury's had made less money to keep prices down, Simon Roberts said. Critics have accused food retailers of greedflation, putting prices up to bolster profits. Sainsbury's made £690 million in pre-tax profits in the year to March. Thing is, they say they're not profiteering from higher prices, but they are making a profit, and the prices are higher. They're not making a loss, are they? So they are profiteering from higher prices, technically. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because businesses have to make a profit to employ people and grow. But to deny that would be silly, because they're not losing money. Just a bit of editorial there.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.